Well, welcome back, everyone, to This Week in ECAC Hockey. Bernie Corbett pleased to be joined this week for our ECAC Women's Hockey feature by Rosa Leyva. Rose is a senior defenseman from Red Wing, Minnesota, skating for the Princeton Lady Tigers. And Rose, welcome to the show. And what happens in these situations for me, whether it's on the men's or the women's side, whenever I talk to anybody who's on as good a run as you are, I hope a little bit of it will rub off on me and my work during the week.
Maybe. I mean, I'm just grateful that it's been going in. The past 3 years haven't been as lucky.
Well, you came in, from my research, as reputation as a defenseman, a puck-moving defenseman, as we like to say around hockey circles, one that had tremendous success, just looking at your numbers going back to the Minnesota high school ranks from back your time before Princeton. And offense really seems to be coming into focus in particular for you this season. Anything in particular that's put you now among the nation's defenders, leading in points per game, and also as a defenseman leading your own team in scoring, which has been quite successful so far?
Yeah, I feel like, first of all, I feel just more confident on the ice and in what I'm able to do, and I think that really helped me step up my game. So, for example, I'm more confident and comfortable going in and stepping into the middle of the ice and picking off plays and bad passes that the other team are giving to their wings. And also on the power play or any time in the offensive zone, I find myself looking to go sneak into the net and get a pass from, let's say, Sally Butler, who gave me one last couple of games. And it's been really paying off.
You know, so far you led the team in scoring two different weekends. You had 4 points in the Cornell-Colgate weekend, 5 points in the Brown-Yale weekend, 3 assists in the 3-2 win over Yale, and have had success. It would appear once again from taking a look at some of the numbers in all different situations, and you've really excelled not just at five aside, but also, as you point out, in special team situations. Do you enjoy those situations and having that greater responsibility in power play and penalty kill?
I do. My freshman year, I didn't expect to go out on the ice during power plays. I did get out there a couple times during penalty kills, but I feel like it's something you earn on the team, and you gain respect when you do well on it. And then if you keep on doing well, you're staying out there. So the past couple weekends, I have been doing well, and so I think I'm just trying to help the team out whenever I can.
And as they say, he or she who plays well will be rewarded with more play.
Yeah, I think, well, theoretically, I mean, I feel like if a person is on a hot streak or if someone's playing really well that game, they should play more and see what they can do.
You talked about some of the veteran members of the team, you being a senior. And I know a disappointment last year, a team that just missed qualifying for the ECAC playoffs. Right around the 500 mark, off to a great start this year at 5-2-1. What are some of the things that really jump out that has made this team so successful here in the early going and looks to be a team that not only in the playoffs, but a team that could factor in both regionally and nationally this year?
Yeah, this team this year, I think we're really molding together on and off the ice. Our preseason was different than before. We've been working out a lot more together. We've also, all of us have individual goals that we had to meet over the summer, and we all made them. So it really shows the commitment that our girls have really put into our program. And our freshmen this year are great. They're fitting into our team. They're fitting into their academics here. They're really molding into what we do as the Princeton hockey, in Princeton, I guess, in general.
You talk about... you being a veteran on the team, have you felt that greater responsibility at being now a member of the team, knowing that this is your fourth and final year at Princeton? You want to go out on a high note. I'm sure you're feeling a lot of that. As you mentioned, getting ready for the season and now being involved with the season, that you want to take this team as absolutely as far as they can go.
Yeah, I mean, this past 3 years have went by so fast that every time I go on the ice now, it's like you have to cherish it. I talked to some girls that graduated last year, and they're like, we miss it so much. We wish that we didn't just take it for granted. Mm. Not saying that they did, but, like, you get to see that respective or that perspective of like, wow, this is actually going to end really soon. I mean,
right.
Talking to Jenna Lang, another senior on our team, and she was saying that our season is a third of the way done already. That's
right.
Like, you got to be kidding me. So, yeah, I mean, this year we go to an away game, and it's our last time playing in that rink, and it's kind of sad. So you got to play with heart every time you go out on the ice.
Oh, absolutely. Very well said. Oftentimes it comes up. I've been around college athletics for a long time, and if anybody in college around a team, if they say, hey, what time is it, always answer, it's a time of your life. Enjoy it.
Yeah, because you never know, like, when your last shift is going to be, because you could get hurt that shift and not be able to play again. We had a girl that happened to her a couple of years ago. She got a concussion, and she never fully recovered.
Mm.
So it's like you can't take anything for granted. One of our sayings on our team this year is no regrets. So I think we like cheer that every time before every game. But it really brings it hits it home every time you step out on the ice.
Well, indeed the case. Tigers obviously competing in the ECAC, very tough circuit. Many traditionally perennial powers in that conference, and some emerging teams that you compete with. Last weekend, you had an opportunity to step outside the ECAC to play a couple of very tough non-conference games, 3-1 victory over UNH, and then a 1-1 draw with Boston College, the number 5 team in the country, another team that's perennially in contention for the national championship. What was that experience like, having an opportunity to play UNH and BC and come away with a win and a tie?
Oh, it was great. We played UNH last year or something, and then we also played Boston College a couple of years ago. I remember them specifically being harder games, having like them standing out to us. But then in between periods this past weekend, we were all like, we can play with them. We can keep up with them. We can dominate them if we stick to our own game and just do what we do. So it was nice and refreshing to see that, like, where we can stand within the other teams in the WCHA, the Eastern Conference. It was really nice to see.
You have an opportunity playing on the blue line for the Princeton Lady Tigers and playing in front of Kimberly Newell. And Kimberly, outstanding goaltender, sophomore from Vancouver, British Columbia. She's the goalie of the week in the ECAC for her efforts. She had 56 saves in the two games combined last weekend. What's that experience been like, having an opportunity to play with Kimberly? She's obviously a big factor in the success of the team, as the goalie is with any successful team.
Yeah. Honestly, sometimes I just get too comfortable with her back there. I'm like, oh, she'll get it. She'll save it. It's okay. But, no, I love her. I love her as a person, and I love having her backing me up every time I make a mistake.
That'll allow you to take a few more of those offensive chances, Rose.
Yeah, I will. I just got to remember to help her out sometime.
Absolutely. That's right. She's got your back, and you'll be able to watch out for her. Busy week coming up for the Tigers. You got something to build on with a 5-2-1 record overall, receiving votes in the national poll this week. And the challenge now, St. Lawrence, Clarkson, and Quinnipiac. You got three big games coming up at home and back in conference play.
Yeah, we're really looking forward to this weekend against St. Lawrence and Clarkson. Then we're going to Quinnipiac, and then we're going back to my home state, Minnesota, which I'm really excited for. Huh. I was just talking to my high school coach, and he was saying, we're taking the weekend off, and we're all coming up and watching your guys' game, because his daughter actually plays for the U of M also, so I'll be facing off against her too.
Oh, indeed. So, well, make sure, start talking to your friends now, but make sure you get those extra comp tickets for the Minnesota trip.
Yep, I have already been contacting them.
Okay. All right. Absolutely. Plan ahead on that. Everybody knows it'll be a homecoming for you, and should be a lot of fun. We wish you luck there. And most immediately, best of luck returning to ECAC play for the Princeton Tigers this weekend. Rose, thanks very much for joining us, and we'll certainly be watching your team on this week in ECAC hockey.
Thank you. It was my pleasure.
Rose Aleva, she's a senior defenseman currently leading the the Princeton Lady Tigers in scoring, leading the nation in scoring among defensemen out of Red Wing, Minnesota. And we'll be back with more on This Week in ECAC Hockey.